USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Coronavirus cases are starting to decrease, and Dr. Anthony Fauci of the Coronavirus Task Force says that's good news.
Although this was a bad week, we're starting to see a plateauing and a turning around of the curve in New York. If that steeply goes down the way we predict it will, once you get over that hump, then that's really good news from the standpoint of being able to take a look now at New York and how we could start maybe getting back to some form of normality.
Dr. Fauci on Fox. President Trump says he plans to announce what he called an Opening Our Country Council on Tuesday, comprised of business leaders and doctors, that will determine how to reopen the U.S. economy.
In the midst of grief and pain, we're seeing clear signs that our aggressive strategy is saving countless lives.
This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
New York City is now being forced to have mass public burials, USA's John Hunt reports.
A new drone video shows a giant trench being dug at New York City's public cemetery on Hart Island to help handle an influx of unclaimed bodies due to the coronavirus. As the death toll mounts in New York, the city's public cemetery has started receiving about the same amount of bodies per day that it used to bury there each week. Normally, about 25 bodies a week are interred on the island, mostly for people whose families can't afford a funeral or who go unclaimed by relatives. But recently, burial operations have increased from one day a week to 5 days a week, with about 24 burials each day, according to the Department of Corrections. The medical examiner's office will only keep bodies for 14 days before they are sent to be buried at the city's Potter's Field on Hart Island in the Bronx. For USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With the U.S. death toll from the coronavirus pandemic expected to peak over the weekend, most of the country will be firmly under stay-at-home orders on Easter Sunday. In Kansas, Republican lawmakers voted to reverse Governor Laura Kelly's restrictions on religious gatherings to allow people to go to church on Easter. Kelly, who is seeking a court challenge to the Legislative Coordinating Council's vote, called it shockingly irresponsible. She said there are real-life consequences to the partisan games Republicans are playing. In Italy, the Vatican plans to televise a number of Catholic services, including Easter Sunday Mass in St. Peter's Basilica. In addition to it being aired on TV and the radio, the Vatican plans to stream all of its Easter week events on YouTube. Meanwhile, evangelist Franklin Graham plans to deliver an Easter message from the Samaritan's Purse Field Hospital in New York City's Central Park. Many Jewish families observe Passover with immediate family on video services like Zoom. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer had a special assurances for the children.
I wanted to let you know that I spoke with the Easter Bunny and the Tooth Fairy to let them know that they are essential workers. And they can keep doing their jobs even though the rest of us are staying home. They're following all of the procedures we gave them to make sure they can stay safe and healthy.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.